Madrid and Barcelona win from Spain's free train travel plan. Spain will become the latest European country to make a large part of its public transit network free as part of a push to promote cleaner transportation. It also has another clear objective, helping citizens to reduce fuel consumption as energy prices soar. Following an announcement this week from the national government, Spain will offer season tickets for suburban and regional trains, which host roughly 48 million journeys per month. The program, which will run between September 1 and December 31, seeks to promote rail travel as a safer, more reliable, comfortable, economical and sustainable means of transport than the private car, a government spokesperson said in a statement. That leaves suburban rail users, and specifically people living around Madrid and Barcelona, as the plan's greatest beneficiaries. Spain's two largest cities account for 80% of the country's suburban rail passengers. The government's subsidy is being greeted less enthusiastically in regions without suburban rail networks, such as Galicia in the country's northwest corner. The plan follows the introduction of similar temporary ultra-low-cost policies adopted in Germany this summer, though Spain has been mulling it for some time. The government announced last month that it would cut season ticket prices by 50%, before ramping that proportion up to 100% this week. Meanwhile, on June 25, Spain's government also introduced a 30% drop in fares for municipal public transit to be topped up to a 50% or 60% discount in places like Catalonia by the regional government. The new plan has some limitations. While Germany's €9 passes cover all public transit except faster train services, Spain will restrict itself to regional and suburban rail services, which are not as extensive as they are in Germany. While it might be technically possible to travel across Spain using only regional trains, it would not necessarily be easy because the slower network is quite patchy. The policy's stated aim may be to publicize the benefits of more sustainable forms of transit, but it's also designed to cut car use during a cost-of-living crisis that Spain is feeling particularly acutely. Air conditioning use is up sharply during what's already proving to be a sweltering summer, while Spain's hydroelectric power generation facilities are mainly out because drought has dried up watercourses. Spain has also experienced a sharp fall in deliveries of gas from its second-largest supplier, Algeria, after disagreements with the country's government over the future of Moroccan-occupied Western Sahara. Instead, it's having to replace it by buying far more from Russia. With energy costs rising as a result, the free season tickets could mitigate the stress on lower and middle-income households, albeit not uniformly across the country. They will also follow a package of measures to mitigate the economic effects of the war in Ukraine, including a cut in sales tax on electricity and obligatory contributions to state pensions and a price freeze on butane gas cylinders. People earning less than €14,000 per year will also receive a one-time €200 payment, while the government has raised taxes on energy companies and banks. Against that backdrop, Spain's upcoming free public transit might appear more of a damage limitation measure intended to ease the stress of the moment. As in Germany and elsewhere, they may nonetheless help to reshape public habits and help usher in free or very cheap public transit as standard.